Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 3rd, 2018. Today is Saturday in the second week of Lent. One of the psalms appointed for today is probably the most familiar words of Scripture across the generations. It was one of the first passages of Scripture I learned to memorize. I remember being 7 years old in a little cold and dank cinder block Sunday school class, and we were all learning the words of Scripture. It was actually a Bible memorization contest. And I'm sure I've heard the words before, but this was the first time that I had consciously been aware of them. And they were in the words of the King James Version of the Bible. And that's how I'd like to read the psalm to you today. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Those words have comforted countless millions of people in the darkest and dreariest times in their lives. They have accompanied families as they journeyed with loved ones to the land beyond this life. People who have found themselves astray and lost in the midst of life have used these words to recenter themselves and reorient their journey. These words speak deep to our souls. I remember during seminary when I was doing a chaplaincy internship, I was assigned to a memory care unit in a continuing care facility. A number of the people that I visited every day were aphasic, couldn't speak, or perhaps they were in significant decline with dementia or some other memory-related affliction. Perhaps they couldn't remember who they were or where they were or what day it was. I could always count on one moment of connection. And that was that if anybody that I was visiting in this particular condition, if they had been around church for any length of time, I could begin to read this psalm, and oftentimes they would mouth the words along with me. Sometimes they could quote it better than I could. It was that brief moment of connection across these timeless words that grounded us in a moment together before the person slipped back to wherever it is that people slip when they're dealing with memory issues at the end of their lives. I can't tell you how many times I've prayed that psalm at the bedside of people as they were dying, or how many times in my own life when I needed to be reminded that I was not alone, that the words of the 23rd Psalm brought me comfort. And sometimes I think comfort might be underrated. We live in a very strained time these days. And I don't suspect that it's any more strained than it's ever been. The human condition by default seems to be strained. But maybe we're more aware of it. Maybe in our hyper-connected world, we're just more aware of the burdens that so many millions upon millions of people are carrying. We're more connected to the outrage. We're more connected to the anger and the vitriol. And today, in my own life, being able to spend a few moments thinking about this psalm, thinking about God being my shepherd, thinking about Jesus as the good shepherd, thinking about having a table spread before me, having my head anointed with oil, having the assurance that goodness and mercy can be my companions in a world that sometimes seems absent goodness and mercy. It's a powerful psalm, and I would invite you to find it in your Bible or online or in your prayer book. Read it. Spend some time with it. You don't have to just do it today on Saturday, and the second Saturday in Lent. You could make the 23rd Psalm your traveling companion for the next week. It doesn't take that long to read. And as I was thinking about the psalm, I was thinking about all the ways that the psalm has been adapted for singing. And there's one particular adaptation in the Episcopal hymnal. It's hymn 664. And the title of the hymn, or the first line of the hymn, is "My Shepherd Will Supply My Need." It is a paraphrase of the 23rd Psalm, and I would like to read it as we close today's devotional. My shepherd will supply my need. Jehovah is his name. In pastures fresh, he makes me feed beside the living stream. He brings my wandering spirit back when I forsake his ways, and leads me for his mercy's sake in paths of truth and grace. When I walk through the shades of death, thy presence is my stay. One word of thy supporting breath drives all my fears away. Thy hand in sight of all my foes doth still my table spread. My cup with blessings overflows. Thy oil anoints my head. The sure provisions of my God attend me all my days. O may thy house be mine abode, and all my work be praise. There would I find a settled rest while others go and come, no more a stranger or a guest, but like a child at home. Let us pray. Grant, most merciful Lord, to thy faithful people pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their sins and serve thee with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.